Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and you're listening to episode 455. And I congratulate you for showing up for yourself today. What you're doing is so important. Never underestimate the impact your meditations have on every area of your life. In fact, there aren't too many things you could do that benefits you the way meditation does. So as you get ready to meditate, we are going to have you go through all the different meditation techniques we've explored in this week's meditation series on productivity, on how to stop being busy, doing things that don't matter much, so that you can focus on those big goals and dreams that you really want to accomplish in your life. And so we're really exploring a lot of techniques to help empower you and help you focus and have confidence, because it's often, in my experience working with people when they meditate, it's been my experience that it's truly fear that keeps people from focusing on their goals and their dreams. You know that when you get something in your mind that you're very passionate about, you get it done regardless of what's going on in your life. In fact, many people tell me that their greatest accomplishments have come when they were busiest and in the midst of some huge transition, like a big move or a new relationship or whatever it was. They find that they got so much done because they were so focused and confident at that time in their life. And so I want you to be feeling that way too. So the meditation techniques we explore in this meditation, it's a Friday. If you're following me in sequence, it's a Friday. Of course, you can listen to these meditations whenever you want. Friday I call Sip and Om Friday. Sip and Om is the name of my website at sipandom.com. And of course, there you can find all the meditation techniques I share with you, and I invite you to a 100-day meditation quest there, where you receive a week's worth of meditations every week. You receive an email with meditations for the whole week for you to explore a different meditation theme. Really helps you to focus and learn all the ins and outs of meditation. And you're also invited when you do that to a private Facebook group that's just for the listeners of the Daily Meditation Podcast. So you can meditate with people from around the world who listen to the meditations just like you do. Well, as you're guided through the different meditations this week, or rather the different meditation techniques from this week's series, I always share with you an herbal tea. That's where the sip part comes in. So herbs can benefit you in many of the same ways as these meditation techniques can, because they can help calm your body so your mind can relax. And that's what the techniques do, and that's what sipping herbal teas often do for you. And so the tea this week that you'll explore, and I'll leave a recipe for you there on my website, the tea I have chosen for you to empower you is ginseng tea. Now, ginseng tea is a tea that's very popular in Asia, especially China, Japan, Taiwan, countries where people have been sipping ginseng for ages. And I'll leave a link to a post, actually an article I wrote about this special herb, ginseng. There's American ginseng and Asian ginseng, and you'll learn all about the differences there. But ginseng is an herb that helps you with vitality. You want to be vital as you focus on your goals, and it's an incredible herb to support your immune system and focus. And it's also reputed to be an herb, I know, in in Asia, one of my good friends from Korea, sips this herb when she wants to feel very aligned sexually. So when she wants to feel sexy, and you know, that's part of a meditation lifestyle too. So you might want to try sipping ginseng tea if you want to feel very vital in all areas of your life. So let's get you meditating. And as you're seated, make sure your spine is straight. And let's relax the different areas of your body so that your mind can relax. Relax your feet and your calves and your knees and your thighs and your hips, and relax your stomach. As you inhale, feel your abdomen rise upward. You might even want to place your hand on your abdomen so that you are oxygenating every cell in your body. Feel your abdomen rise upward and you hang your stomach out. You look fantastic. Just let your stomach hang loosely. It's more important for you not to feel anxiety in your body because you're breathing shallowly than for you to look trim. So let your stomach loosen up. And when you inhale, feel your abdomen rise upward. And as you exhale, feel it sink back down. Beautiful. Do you notice a difference in how you feel? Relax your chest and your back. Relax your shoulders. Feel your arms hang loosely by your sides. Relax your hands. Relax your throat and your neck. Relax your whole face. Relax your eyes and your jaw. And as your eyes are closed, keep them a little bit uplifted. This will help to keep your thoughts and aspirations high, keeping you very confident in the process. Now, visualize yourself for a moment, focusing on your goals, something important you've been focusing on. If you've followed me through this whole week-long meditation series, you've been focusing on your goal every single day, using a different technique as you focus on your goal. So focus on your goal, and as you do so, place your hands in the Kubera Mudra, which is a success mudra. Kubera is the Indian god of wealth. So you're going to, as your hands are on your lap with your palms upward, with both hands do this. Rest it on your knees or your lap. Fold in your ring finger and your middle finger, fold it into your palm, and then touch your index and your middle finger with your thumb. So the tip of your thumb will be touching your ring finger and your middle finger. And your little finger and ring finger will be folded into your palm. Notice a shift. Always notice when you shift your body, when you focus your thoughts, when you breathe, when you do a mudra. Notice the impact. Notice where it settles within you. These are clues that you can use to your advantage as you manage stress throughout your day. And you can memorize how you feel. When you start to feel something that's very effective, memorize that feeling and what you're doing to create that, and then do it throughout your day when you need it. These techniques are tools. They're life hacks for you to use throughout your day. Now you can hold this mudra forever, for however long it feels comfortable for you. And just relax your hands when you get tired of holding it. Now, as you're holding it though, repeat this affirmation for this week, which is a strong one. It is, now is my time. And I want you to use your voice, use the power of your voice to wake up your whole essence. Power and sound is incredibly, very penetrating. So use the sound of your voice and repeat. Now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time. Notice how that feels as you've kind of shaken things up. How does that feel? This is your energy, your vitality. Notice it. Meditation is in no way passive. It's incredibly dynamic. Now repeat the affirmation mentally. Now is my time. Repeat that mentally a few times without any sound coming out. Focusing on your goal, keeping your eyes gently uplifted. Do you notice that difference? Your spine is straight, stomach is relaxed. Loosen your jaw. You could have tightened your jaw because you may feel very determined. Loosen it. You can feel calmly, confident, and determined. Now, bring your awareness to your digestive area, your third chakra, your fire center. This is where you digest your food and assimilate your energy. Well, it's no surprise that this is the area the ancient yogis determined held your zest for life and your vitality. Those things that get you up out of bed moving in the morning, that get you pursuing your goal with unwavering focus and confidence. This is your third chakra. Visualize the color yellow, keeping your eyes uplifted. I know when you focus, your eyes may have a tendency to shift downward, keeping them uplifted in a gentle way. Loosen the jaw, your shoulders, your stomach. Align yourself and focus on your strength as you're being calm. This is a beautiful art when you feel strong within yourself in a calm, relaxed, vital way. You can visualize a fire burning within you, sending the flames upward to your thoughts and your energy, your willpower, invigorating all your body cells, all your organs, supporting you and your goal. As you keep your goal in mind, what you're doing, visualize yourself with this zest for life. What got you to this place? What's moving you forward? Why is it that you want to accomplish this goal? What is it going to do for you, for others, for the world at large? The more you can find reasons why you're doing this, the more committed you'll feel, the more passion you'll bring to this goal, the more drive and determination you will have. Very nice. Notice how you feel. Now, as you inhale, I want you to relax your body. So take a nice even inhale and relax your body and your mind. Beautiful. Now as you inhale again, focus on your goal. You can exhale self-doubt. Now, as you inhale again, focus on the question, are you bringing your full self to this goal, your full awareness, and your full willpower? And as you exhale, you can release any doubts. You are powerful, and you are strong, and you are doing very good things for yourself and the world as you reach your full potential. Continue meditating, visualizing yourself, using the techniques when your mind wanders, always allowing yourself to release the techniques which get you there and allow yourself to be there, experiencing the sensations you've created. I've so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.